Hi everyone, today we'll be reading from John chapter 19, verses 1 through 16. Then Pilate took Jesus and flogged him. And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple robe. They came up to him saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and struck him with their hands. Pilate went out again and said to them, "See, I am bringing him out to you that you may know that I find no guilt in him." So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he has made himself the Son of God." When Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid. He entered his headquarters again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate said to him, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin." From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar." So when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down at the judgment seat at the place called the Stone Pavement in an Aramaic, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So he delivered him over to them. So Pilate here, in the passage we covered yesterday, he asks this important question: what is truth? And the thing is here, Pilate, as he encounters Jesus, as he gets to know him, I guess, through the interrogations, he knows, and it's really clear in this passage and yesterday's passage, he knows that Jesus is innocent. He knows that Jesus has done nothing wrong. He says, "I find no guilt in him." He says this here. It's so clear. He knows that Jesus has done nothing wrong. But here, the beginning, Pilate knowing Jesus' innocence, he has Jesus flogged, whipped and beaten. Why? Why does he do this? He's trying to appease this angry crowd here. And so after Jesus is beaten, there's a crown of thorns put on his head, embarrassed, put on a purple robe, all this stuff. After this, Pilate goes out and says to them, "There you go, I did this." But they're not appeased. It's not good enough for them. And they cry out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Now, by no means should we say that Pilate is like a man of morals or like a scrupulous man of some sort. But he doesn't want to execute Jesus because he knows Jesus is innocent. And he himself doesn't want to be responsible for that. And so he tells them, like, "No, you do it. Stop asking me to do it." But the crowd is like, "No, he has to die because he made himself. He calls himself Son of God." And then we're told in verse 8 that this statement that Jesus calls himself the Son of God, when Pilate hears this, it says that he's even more afraid. I think that's really interesting. Pilate is shaken here when he hears this. Because when he hears this accusation, Jesus calling himself the Son of God, my guess is Pilate kind of knew that to be true. He knew at the very least that something was very different about Jesus. He's not just a regular guy. There's something deeply spiritual, something just different about this man. He knows that Jesus is innocent, and there's even more beyond that. And so in his fear, he goes to Jesus and he asks him, "Where are you from?" And Jesus says nothing. Now, Pilate is confounded by this. And actually, I just imagine at this point, there's a ton of emotions here within Pilate. There's confusion, anger, frustration, fear towards all these different people involved here. And frustrated here, Pilate's like, "No, answer me. Just why won't you answer me? Don't you know?" He asks him, "Don't you know that I have the authority here to set you free or to crucify you? Don't you understand that? Why won't you listen to me?" And Jesus answers him in verse 11 here, you would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. What Jesus says here is that, no, you have no authority over me. Jesus says, like, no, you don't have authority over me, like, in a sense, because the authority you have is given to you from above, from God. And this is fascinating because, you know, Jesus is the one in control. Jesus is the one who gives authority, delegates authority. Jesus is still very much in control here. He has surrendered to all the, like, the machinations of this crazy world that he's in at this point, but he knows what he is doing because he's God. All authority comes from him. But Pilate just doesn't understand this here. He's just like, he thinks even in the mess of all this that he has authority. And so we're told here that Pilate keeps on trying to release Jesus, but he can't find a way out. He can't do it. And it's just ironic because he claims to have this authority, but he doesn't actually have it. And why is that? Because he lives in fear. He's in fear of this crowd. Maybe he's in fear of losing his status, his authority from Rome. He's in fear of a lot of things. And in the end, he relents and he gives up Jesus to be crucified. Now, Pilate, in a way, in the New Testament, is kind of a sympathetic figure here, I think. And I think that's because he's kind of caught up in this wave, in the pressures of the crowds, of the people around him. And if we think really deeply about Pilate and about ourselves, actually, is that I think we would recognize that we're not that different from him. Just think about how often we do things that we don't want to do, or we do things that we know God wouldn't want us to do. And we do that because of the pressure from the world. But there's a lot of pressures from this world, pressures to fit in, to be accepted, to be cool, to gain attention, approval from others, to be on the right track, to gain status or power. And when we give in to those pressures, as followers of Jesus especially, what we're doing is we're ignoring the truth. Or maybe we're actually suppressing the truth of Jesus, who is right there in our lives, who is right there before us within our own hearts even. Pilate had the Son of God, had Jesus himself in his house in a sense. And he had to bury that in his mind. And just, even though he knew something was different, he had to bury that and just follow the pressures of this world. Follow the pressures of the crowd. Give in to doing what even he knew to be wrong. But thankfully for us, right, even though we're like Pilate, what Jesus came to do is to set us free. To set us free from the pressures and the bondages of this world. Jesus isn't fazed by any of this. In fact, he surrenders willingly to the hatred, the persecution from the world. Because he's not a slave to it. And what Jesus came to do is he came to set us free as well, to bring us the truth that sets us free from the bondages of slavery, of sin, of approval from others, all those things, we can be set free. Let's pray as we continue to remember and recognize the sacrifice of Jesus, that we will live for him, live under his authority and not under the pressures of this world. Let's pray that unlike Pilate, we can be people who are set free and who can do what is right and good because we know we have Jesus. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, we recognize that we're not that different from Pilate, that we are susceptible to the pressures and the temptations of this world. But Jesus, you came to set us free. And Lord, we accept that freedom. We declare our freedom against the bondages of slavery of this world, the need for approval or power or status. And we pray that instead that we can live in the freedom and the goodness of your gospel, of your good news, being part of your kingdom, God. Lord, there's a lot of pressures around us. We pray that instead of this pressing truth, that we will live by your truth, live by who you are, and that we'll find that freedom being with you, Jesus. Bless us, Lord. Move in our hearts. In your name we pray. Amen.